Now, actually, the word reality itself is commonly accepted to mean that which we perceive. Now, this then is the real definition for a reality, the one that is commonly used, and that would be an agreed upon isness. An agreed upon isness, that would be reality. All right, so much for that. We have another condition. A not isness is a protest. The common practice of existence, of course, is to try to banish an isness by using it to destroy itself. They take a mock-up of some kind or another, such as a building or something of the sort, and they try to destroy it by blowing it down with dynamite or doing something like that. I mean, it's a very practical application, this material I'm giving you. It isn't esoteric. It doesn't particularly apply to the engram bank. This is just existence. All right. Is can be translated quite generally as existence. All right. We get a not-isness being enforced upon an isness by the quality of the isness itself, or by a new postulate by which the individual is saying, it's not there. Now, this new postulate does not pattern the mechanics of the creation of the isness. The new postulate, which you simply say, it's not there, doesn't pattern itself with the exact time of creation, the exact space, the exact continuance, same mass, same space, same time. And as a consequence, we say, all right, it's not there. It will probably dim down for you, but you have to do something else. You have to put a black screen up or push it away or chew it up or do something to it here rather than giving it a perfect duplicate, which we'll get to in a moment. But we do something else here. We say it's not there, and that's not isness. We say something doesn't exist, which we know darn well does exist. See? Now, you have to know something darn well does exist before you can try to postulate it out of existence and thus create a not-isness.